only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is July 31st, Mutts Day. Celebrate those lovable mixed-breed mongrels like the Labradoodle, the Cockapoo, the Puggle, and whatever you call a mix between a bulldog and a Shih Tzu. Have a great Mutts Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for...
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Wall Street going negative after the Federal Reserve cut a key interest rate for the first time in more than a decade.
We've had 9 increases since 2015, so we went from hiking to cutting. Now, if you look back at history, it's usually not one and done. But the reason the Dow fell more than 300 points today is that it seems to think, the market does, that we might be one and done here.
The Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti, the NASDAQ shedding 98 points, the S&P 500 lost 32. Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden promising a more aggressive approach in tonight's debate.
He has been readying himself for attacks that have been hinted at by Cory Booker and Kamala Harris. And the really high-profile Democrats are not the only ones who are signaling they might be going after Biden tonight.
Fox's Peter Ducey in Detroit. This is Fox News.
To talk about the crocodile hunter,
did you?
Because I think,
you're gonna make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time, but I think I don't know. People come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it. Who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile. And you know who had to be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so the crocodiles were like, hey man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man. So, Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that motherfucker. He was Tommy the Stick. I could have eat him and his head. I don't feel good about this. You remember how I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
Did you see this? By the way, welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Unhappy Hour today.
Oh, get over it.
I need a little more time.
And by the way, folks, he's not talking about anything in politics. He's not talking about the Democratic debate last night. He's not talking about North Korea firing more projectiles or Russia cracking down on their political opposition or China cracking down on the protesters in Hong Kong. You're talking about the Yankees failing to do anything before the trade deadline. When did you become a Yankees fan?
Got you a little worked up there, didn't I, young Joey?
Yeah, just a little bit.
There's a clip here, and of course, can I play it on the computer I have here in our state-of-the-art studio?
No.
Can I play anything that comes to me on a Twitter?
No.
Will I ever be able
to? No.
No.
No. So you'll just have to take my word for it, but after Elijah Cummings with all this racist and screaming and the usual excuses when Trump called out his rat-infested city for being a rat-infested city, there's a clip here from 1999. If my math is correct, that's 20 years ago.
Great album, too.
1999, quote, "I left my Baltimore a drug-infested area," said Elijah Cummings. So I guess he's a racist, too. What's the difference if Donald Trump says it or Elijah Cummings says it?
Donald Trump is orange!
That's, you know what, that sadly, that is the mentally deranged response from people that just hate him. They can't break past it. Look, I gave Obama a chance because I was one of the saps. I didn't vote for him, but I thought, well,
I almost did.
At least America has shown the world that anybody can become president, except anybody in this case means any unqualified person. Whoa! I can't even do that today. I blew my vocal cords out.
Yelling about the Yankees.
Whoa! Hope change! Change! Hope!
We could do a great harmony. You know how I wind up to say racist?
You want to try it?
And then you do the Obama, yeah.
Whoa!
Change. That was not bad.
Need a little work.
It does need some work.
So I'd love to be able to play that clip for you, but I can't. Now, in other news, I came across this today, and it's a picture of three television characters who were very popular many, many years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Eddie Haskell, Beaver, and his older brother, Wally. Wally and the Beaver. And I made this comment. As cool as it was to have NASA's Gene Kranz in my studio, it was weird to have Eddie Haskell sitting across from me a number of years back. Eddie was America's most hated TV youth, played by Ken Osmond. He was a really nice guy. We interviewed the Beave last year. Wally, we're waiting for your call on at News Talk. What was it we said after we talked to Jerry Mathers?
Nice Beaver.
Yeah, he was one of the nicest people we've ever interviewed on the show.
Yeah. Good person.
Very.
Yeah.
Wally lives in Hawaii. I don't think he does much of
media and
stuff.
Probably wise.
But you got to understand, you know, from the cultural standpoint, and that show is still around. It's still being on some of the nostalgia networks, Leave It to Beaver. Eddie Haskell was, everybody hated him, but he played the character so well. In fact, he played it so well, he had to end his acting career because he was Eddie Haskell. That's all anybody would ever see him as. He joined LAPD, and he actually had to retire because he was shot in trying to, you know, facilitate arrest a burglar or chasing a burglar or something. I don't know the details. I'm a little fuzzy on that. So, Eddie is now 76 years old. Beaver is 71, and Wally is 74. Not a whole lot of reaction to that from the comments section, so I'm glad I posted that so nobody would care. I also came across, you know how at the beginning of the Andy Griffith Show, you know, when they're...
The whistling song?
Yeah, The Fishing Hole is the name of the song.
Yeah, yeah.
And Andy and Opie over 8 years walk down the dirt road, and Opie bends down and picks up a rock and throws it. When he was a little kid, somebody had to throw the rock into the water because he wasn't strong enough to throw it that far. I always thought he was a little limp-wristed, Ron Howard. But there's Ron Howard. Look at him now. He's old.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And... He went back, I guess, to the lake where they shot that scene and says, see, I can throw the rock into the lake. So that was my other big news contribution for the day. Breaking. Opie goes back to the fishing hole, throws rock. Did we get any reaction on this? Yeah, I agree with you, Steve. I was a big fan until he turned into Dopey Opie. Yeah, he's a true screw Dopey. Left-wing hack. You are correct, Carl. Barbara says he hasn't aged well. He has a cute little boy. He was a cute little boy. Yeah, but at times he was kind of annoying, too. Mike says next week he's going to kick can down the street. Okay. And Christy Hart says he looks terrible. So we got a ton of feedback on that one. Let's see what we got, though, on your This is very depressing. I thought people would be a little bit concerned about Amazon devices listening to you in your intimate moments at home.
So
my wife liked it.
So it sounds like, you know, I'm just working out or something.
In fact,
by the way, if you haven't been to a gym in a while and you like, I don't suggest it, but like close your eyes and just listen. It sounds like that. Not like people lifting weights. It sounds like that. Yes, that. So you could just say, I wasn't, you know, summoning the beast with two backs. I was just lifting, pumping some iron.
Now I've got another crisis I got to solve.
Oh, no.
Hey there, SR.
Hey, enjoying the show, guys.
Are you really?
Yes, I am. Always do.
I appreciate that.
Always do.
I apologize for my mental state today.
We all have those days. I wanted to ask you, the neuro thing over at Infusion, you really can tell a difference with that?
Yes. Now, it's like any of the other treatments you can experience there. It's not, it's subtle. I'm going again next week. I'm going to do at least three of these sessions. But what I first noticed, and because I've lived such a regimented life, anything that's changing, I'm going to pick up on, got to sleep faster, slept better and longer. Until the Yankees failed to make a trade today, I've been pretty calm. Remember, I had to fake my first rant after I had the treatment last week.
Yeah.
And I've heard, this is what I've heard, that, because basically they kind of call it a brain reset, but you don't feel anything. These knobs are just putting microcurrents into your brain, and the it's a subtle process.
Right.
But you will, like I mentioned, my friend Tom was able to walk without pain, with a lot less pain, I should say, and slept very well the first night. So I also felt like at the end of my day, there's days when I leave here and I really just can't wait to get home and go to bed because I'm so tired, especially in the summer when it's this hot. I felt relaxed. I didn't feel tired. I didn't feel like, God, I can't wait to get to bed. It's like I had a little left in the tank.
Right.
Which was good. It's subtle, but I'll take it anytime.
No, I think I'm going to try it. It sounds like something. I've done the cryotherapy and I love it. But I think I'm going to try that as well. I know somebody else who's done it, and she just swears by it.
Yes. This is a state-of-the-art medical treatment that is going to become hugely popular.
Okay.
Because it does work.
Cool. Also, do you have any idea why the Baumhauer's downtown closed?
They're rebranding it.
Oh, really?
It's going to become Wing Fingers.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be more of a transit kind of, pick up and go kind of place.
Oh, okay. Because every time we were there at lunch, it stayed crowded, so we were kind of concerned about it. Like, well, what's happening with that? So I figured you would know.
That's the story. I was telling one of my friends in the company recently, I said, our group would love to be able to go back there on Wednesday nights once in a while. But and I know they considered all the possibilities, but right now that's the plan. And as soon as I have the full scoop on that, I'm going to announce it, obviously, because they're a sponsor of the show.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you much.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And, yes, we will be at Baumhauer's, and I will be giving away three $25 gift cards tonight.
Nice.
The other thing, we're getting a ton every day. Emails, Facebook messaging, and so forth, is the CBD store. These products are relatively new to the marketplace because it was just last year they legalized industrialized hemp. The applications, we just heard about it last hour from somebody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Even pet treats, things that, you don't want to give your dog human drugs. First of all, it's not a drug. You don't need a prescription to use it. And there's no marijuana in these products, but they're very effective because we have the cannabinoid, did I pronounce that right?
Endocannabinoid.
Yeah. Endocannabinoid in our system already. So this kind of works in conjunction with that. I'm a hawk show toast, not a doctor. All I know is that people swear by these products. I get LaDonna up here to talk about it because she's used it for her pets and had great results. She got an older dog with arthritis, and this dog has been much more mobile since she started giving treats. And they come in soft gel capsules, gummies. I have an eyedropper, and I just put a couple of drops of that under my tongue before I go to bed. It's a much more natural way to enhance falling asleep. I used the topical cream when I had that jaw pain week before last, and it really helped, I think, accelerate the healing process. And again, if you'd like to learn or just stop by the store and ask questions, I urge you to do that because Marisa and Lori are PhDs with this stuff. They know how all of these products work, what's the most effective depending on what it is you want to accomplish. So I urge you to visit them because they know this. That's the CBD store. Very easy to find if you know where the Renfro's Adams Drugs location is on Chantilly Parkway. Mini Brown Parkway is the light before you get to Chantilly. You turn right, and it's on the west side of that plaza with the Renfro's Adams Drugs. And again, ask for Marisa or Lori. They'll be more than happy to help you at the CBD store. Call them at 593-0818. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 6. All right, little break here. Traffic and weather together with your local news, and then we're back.
Montgomery Skywatch with an eye around the river region traffic, and we don't see any big problems for you this afternoon. If you're on the boulevard, just be careful around the intersections. The 31s look good this afternoon. We don't have any big problems other than that one delay right at the river bridge headed towards Wetumpka. And if you are on the interstates, everybody's rolling at a speed limit ride. Just be careful and watch the traffic around you this afternoon. Get the Toyota of your choice now during the Big One Sales event at Reinhardt Toyota. This special sale is in its final days. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch. I watch traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The search continues for a suspect in a deadly shooting in Montgomery. Authorities say 35-year-old Todrick Smith was shot and killed in the 5700 block of East Shirley Lane just after midnight Tuesday. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information on this case. National Party officials are expressing concern that the Alabama Democratic Party isn't doing enough to attract more non-black minorities. The Democratic National Committee's Rules and Bylaws Committee on Tuesday rejected the state party's proposed bylaws. The National Party in February ordered the Alabama Party to hold new elections for party leaders and to revive bylaws and encourage participation by more minorities. And Montgomery Public Schools will have 179 new school buses on the road this year. School leaders inspected the school buses yesterday. First day of school for Montgomery Public Schools is August 6th. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The forecast is evolving just a little bit as the rain chances get slightly better over the next few days. Still a chance of an isolated shower or storm around the area. Overnight low temperature around 73. Then tomorrow and Friday, the number of thunderstorms on radar will be more pronounced. In other words, more to go around with high temperatures in the middle 90s both days. Good luck. Then on Saturday and Sunday, rain chances averaging about 40%. That's close to a summertime normal and high still in the low to mid 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly.
Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
You heard that message from Rich, right?
Mm-hmm.
He sounded happy, didn't he? You know why he sounded happy? Because his team went out and got pitching help at the trade deadline today while the Yankees sat there with a thumb up their ass. So he should... James sounded happy. Team went out and did something. Yankees.
Maybe you're pulling for the wrong team.
I thought you were making a different point there.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I'm still on our team, Joey. I got another, you know, I put all this crap on Facebook today thinking, all right, let's get away from debates and all the other crap. And because there's talk of a fourth Austin Powers movie, although the original plot for this film was based on one thing, Vern Troyer not being dead, which he is.
Yeah.
But you have to remember, the last movie came out in 2003, I think it was. The one with Bawunsi.
Mm-hmm.
All the money. And I thought there were some pretty clever moments of that, but I didn't enjoy it nearly as much as I did the first two.
Right.
So, now that it's 15 years later, Mike Myers has got to be, what, 50-something?
Yeah.
Can he pull the, will it just look, you know, because his movies... since Austin Powers have pretty much blown chunks. They have sucked.
He's had really good character roles in some movies, but his own movies have really been terrible. He was great in Inglourious Basterds, though. He was great in Bohemian Rhapsody.
I heard about that. Yeah, I haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody. I'll get around to it. I'll go to the Red Box there, and I'll get it.
And it's not really giving much away, but he makes an appearance as a record producer who turned down Queen when they brought the producer and played Bohemian Rhapsody for him.
Well, talk about it. Really, you know?
And it's a great kind of out, you know, breaking the fourth wall moment where it's like, who would like this? And sort of winks at the camera. Yeah, it's pretty good.
It
was Wayne's World that really did bring that song back into popularity. That classic scene in Wayne's World.
Yes. Well.
Which is it?
Wait a minute.
You didn't like Wayne's World?
No. I got an issue with anybody that calls Wayne's World a classic.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Wayne's World is like making a can of Campbell's soup. You put a can of water in with the can of stuff that comes schlupping out, looking like a...
Schwing.
A turd or something that congealed. You mix it together, heat it up, and then it becomes soup. Saying that Wayne's World is a classic is like saying adding an extra can of water to that soup makes it a classic. The metaphor I'm making here, Joey, is stretching the soup.
So it's watered down?
Look, how many other times...
Maybe Wayne's World 2, but the first one's fantastic.
If we see an SNL skit, how many times have we seen an SNL skit made into a movie? It's a great SNL skit for 4 to 6 minutes when they used to be funny, like Stuart Smalley. I actually went to the theater to see that, whatever it was called. The Courvoisier guy. They made a movie out of that.
Yeah, I love that movie too. I think I know what's going on here.
I don't know about Wayne's World, but I think you could put Austin Powers in his prime into the classic category. Like this.
Colonel, you better take a look at this radar. What is it, son? I don't know, sir, but it looks like a giant dick.
Yeah.
Take a look out of starboard.
Oh, my God, it looks like a huge...
Pecker!
Oh, yeah.
Wait, that's not a woodpecker. It looks like someone's...
Privates! We have reports of an unidentified flying object. It is a long, smooth shaft, complete with two balls.
What is that? That looks just like an enormous
wing. Pay attention.
I was distracted by that enormous flying...
Willie. Yeah. What's that? Well, it looks like a giant...
Johnson. Yes, sir.
I'm shocked.
See, but I would say I enjoyed Ladies Man. That's not a classic. I think the first Wayne's World is a classic. The second one, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, they had to make the second one because the first one was so successful.
I'm just saying the first Wayne's World has so many good moments.
The whole Dwayne and Garth thing, you know, that dialogue, those voices they use, kind of wore thin on me a little bit.
No, I think I know what's going on here.
What? Racism?
No. No, not in this case.
I'm a Wayne-a-phobe? What?
Yeah, how old were you when those movies came out in the early 90s?
Age has nothing to do with it.
Maybe it was... Not a number, but it was your experience. Maybe you were at a point in your life where you didn't, you know, all the greats, all the classic had already come out in your mind, like Young Frankenstein and Airplane.
Which is on, by the way, on Turner Classic, I think, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Young Frankenstein. Free. Commercial
and
free.
And so what happened here is you're like, those are the classic comedies. And, I mean, what is this SNL skit doing? Whereas I... was a young guy when I was like a kid. I mean, we're talking.
You're really.
I'm not even a teenager when I
see
that movie.
You're walking on Jell-O here with me. And there's no fruit in the Jell-O to give you that extra support.
So I just. Wayne's World was a formative movie. I watch a movie over and over again. I love that movie. That one, Austin Powers, Dumb and Dumber. Is the first Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, God.
First Dumb and Dumber is so good.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it's a horrible movie. It's.
Wait, you've had two pairs of gloves on this whole time? And he starts choking him. Harry, your hands are freezing. There's so many.
That's not funny.
You sold my dead bird to a blind kid?
That's not funny. In the same way Steve Martin and John Candy in a motel bed realize those aren't pillows.
No, that is funny.
That is funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Wait, you're saying Dumb and Dumber isn't funny?
I'm saying Dumb and Dumber is dumb. And, I mean, come on, Joey. You went to college for crying out loud. I didn't. You should expect me to have
the
a low
toilet scene alone in Dumb and Dumber.
Oh,
my Lord. Oh, you're going to get all sophisticated on me now. It's like there's nothing funny about anything scatological, anything having to do with bathroom humor.
I think we've established the
how immature,
very high bar for what's funny around here. This show is not it.
Oh, so, I mean, your type of comedy is more like, you know, Annie Hall. You're a Woody Allen guy, right?
I saw Woody Allen movies before.
Yeah.
We may have smoked something
before. Oh, kind of like them before sex.
Well, the one where he wakes up in the future.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Sleeper, I think it is.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that one.
Those movies were... okay.
No, comedy is one of the genres where it's hard to hold up. Slapstick actually does hold up. Airplane, I think, is great. A lot
Three
of Mel Brooks
hold
are
up.
Great.
Three Stooges hold up. They are like generational heirlooms. Even my daughter, I'll never forget this. It was a great moment. I guess she had started, caught him on TV and said, boy, the Three Stooges are the bomb, Dad.
Right.
And
but
I said, you are my child.
But I think you could show Austin Powers to a lot of young people today, and they would not find it as funny as we do. Especially people that aren't as familiar with the old
Bond. But part
Bond
of what
films.
Makes that character funny is the physical part of the comedy.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and what I liked about the third one, even though I couldn't stand some of the people in it. I'm not really a Fat Bastard fan and all that.
Oh, man.
Get in my belly. Now, it's funny when Rusty Aldrich pretends that Bailey, the Wonder Dog, is saying that to a chicken.
Dr. Evil, you can keep your money, and I want your baby.
It is funny. It's so ridiculous. It's funny.
Well, yeah. Yeah. What I liked was, as it turns out, they're watching this in a movie theater, and at the end, they do the cameos with the big stars like Tom Cruise and Steven Spielberg. Actually, starts with Steven Spielberg, where they're doing that opening dance number, and Austin Powers is making some recommendations to Steven, and Spielberg is holding his Oscar. I mean, the one he won at the Academy Awards, saying, "I got a friend here that says I don't need to change anything." And then when the dance number starts, obviously it was a stunt guy, but a guy dressed like Spielberg goes bounding over, you know, head over heels.
I love those opening numbers, too. They're hilarious.
No, they're well done, well choreographed. I heard he was a bit of a pain in the ass to work with, too.
Who, Mike Myers?
Yeah. He's Canadian.
Oh, well, it depends. I mean, he's a...
That explains a lot.
He's definitely a perfectionist. And that's where his humor comes. His humor is weird. It's weird sources. Really.
Did you see,
Scottish.
Let me ask you this, since we're talking about movie comedies.
Yeah.
So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Oh, I love that one, too. I don't think that one's, like, up there with Austin Powers, but I think that's a very funny early 90s movie.
If you tell me that you thought The Love Guru...
No, that was not good.
That was embarrassing.
No, So I Married an Axe Murderer...
What happened to Mike Myers?
I don't see So I Married an Axe Murderer. It's like an early... He's just getting his feet wet with making movies. So it's... I think it's funny and charming, but it's... I don't know. It's very 90s. But Con Air holds up, man. I watched that, as I told you earlier.
Yeah, no,
that's a very good movie.
No, when you need good lip-diddling entertainment, Con Air works. How about this? Another observation on the Democrat debate last night, that clown show. As Elizabeth Warren closes the night with the complaints about the cost of college for students, this woman has balls bigger than any elephant. She says she didn't bring up the fact that they paid her $400,000 to teach one class. $400,000 for Pocahontas. I'm just saying. So they're such liars and phonies. And Bernie, the millionaire, he's got a Maserati and three houses, but he's complaining about you having too much money. I'll tell you what, there was a lot of monkey spanking going on that stage last night. But here's the good news. Television ratings.
Well, I think that's down. Definitely CNN, too.
And
not just the
who's going to go in to see bug-eyed Cory Booker tonight and all the rest of them, man? They're just, it's silly.
I mean, I could watch Tulsi Gabbard talk for a while.
I'm trying to figure out what Candace Owens is so upset about here.
We'll
come back to it. We got to take a break.
Oh, no.
Now, we were mentioning things that are funny in a few minutes. I'm going to play an SNL skit that probably was just perfect as it is. But you could really do this concept. We'll talk about it when we come back. Right now at 4:35, I was at a place today. And I wasn't outside, but a minute going for my car to go inside. And by the time I walked in, I was sweating because the room faced the sun. Even with tinted windows, this room was very, very warm, about 10 degrees warmer than they had the thermostat for. This is the kind of situation where Master Foam insulation can make a gigantic difference. Because it goes in as liquid styrofoam, and there's an art to applying this. Master Foam will do that for you, of course. But styrofoam is the ultimate insulator. It fills all the cracks. The heat stays, all of it stays on the outside. So your attic is the real deal in the middle here, because when that's 140 degrees, and that's not an exaggeration, at this time in the summer, with the humidity on top of it, your unit underneath to keep your house, your living space is cool, is going to be working nonstop probably, unless you set the thermostat uncomfortably high. your electric bills are going to be uncomfortably high, too. So talk to Wade Cannon at Master Foam and find out about a true insulator that can knock a third off your electric costs. That's Rick Clark says it makes a giant difference, not only in energy savings, but it because your system doesn't have to work 24/7, it's going to last a lot longer, too. So it pays off in more than one way. And you can get the ball rolling, at least get an estimate and find out what it would cost you. It truly is something based on savings that will pay for itself, and it won't take forever to do it. 802-FOAM, 802-F-O-A-M, or visit master-foam.com, masterfoam.com, or call Wade 802-FOAM. Hit the traffic, don't you, 437.
Montgomery Skywatch with an eye around the River Region traffic, and we don't see any big problems for you this afternoon. If you're on the boulevard, just be careful around the intersections. The 31s look good this afternoon. We don't have any big problems other than that one delay right at the River Bridge headed towards Wetumpka. And if you are on the interstates, everybody's rolling at a speed limit ride. Just be careful and watch the traffic around you this afternoon. Get the Toyota of your choice now during the Big One Sales event at Reinhardt Toyota. This special sale is in its final days. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch. I watch traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. National party officials are expressing concern that the Alabama Democratic Party isn't doing enough to attract more non-black minorities. The Democratic National Committee's Rules and Bylaws Committee on Tuesday rejected the state party's proposed bylaws. The National Party in February ordered the Alabama Party to hold new elections for party leaders and to revive bylaws and encourage participation by more minorities. The search continues for a suspect in a deadly shooting in Montgomery. Authorities say 35-year-old Todrick Smith was shot and killed in the 5700 block of East Shirley Lane just after midnight Tuesday. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information on this case. And Montgomery Public Schools will have 179 new school buses on the road this year. School leaders inspected the school buses yesterday. First day of school for Montgomery Public Schools is August 6th. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The forecast is evolving just a little bit as the rain chances get slightly better over the next few days. Still a chance of an isolated shower or storm around the area. Overnight low temperature around 73. Then tomorrow and Friday, the number of thunderstorms on radar will be more pronounced. In other words, more to go around with high temperatures in the middle 90s both days. Good luck. Then on Saturday and Sunday, rain chances averaging about 40%. That's close to a summertime normal and high still in the low to mid 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Business Network, the central bank cutting its key interest rate for the first time in a decade by a quarter percentage point to a range of 2 to 2.25%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The outlook for the U.S. economy remains favorable, and this action is designed to support that outlook.
It's the first rate cut since December of 2008 during the depths of the Great Recession. While the Fed left open the door for the central bank to cut rates again, Powell suggested that this cut wasn't the beginning of a long easing cycle and investors not liking that news. With the major averages falling sharply, the Dow declining 334 points, the NASDAQ down 98, S&P 500 down 33. And the family behind Nordstrom is looking to strengthen its grip on the department store chain following a decline in its stock. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that members of the founding Nordstrom family are in the early stages of discussing a proposal to boost their roughly one-third stake to over 50%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Baseball season is in full swing.
I hear popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super Polygrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
Polygrip.
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Jones Drugs on East Main Street in Prattville for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing?
Now this is for
Amanda.
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids have bought me a busted machine again.
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita. What them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
News Talk 93.1 FM. What does that have to do with news? Nothing. This is happy hour. Can you see taking that very funny bit and turning that into a movie based on the hilariosity of the characters that are all played? What's his name? The guy that was in Good Burger.
Kenan Thompson.
Yes.
Yeah.
If there's a movie...
Well, but that's a discrete skit. That's like a commercial parody. Whereas the ones they've made movies out of are reoccurring character skits. So maybe Something Clause. But even Something Clause was a one-time thing. They haven't redone Something Clause.
Yeah, that would be a push. I'd rather see a movie about Something Clause than the Courvoisier guy, whatever that was.
Oh, Ladies' Man was awesome.
A Ladies' Man.
It was so funny.
We're just having some generational issues here this afternoon.
And I'm right and you're wrong.
Well, when this country is run by communists, come to my grave and tell me I was wrong.
You're going to blame me? For that?
There's that fight with Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Now watch some of the hand gesturing here it's like, what is this, the Crips and the Bloods? So, you know, signaling back and forth, you know, this macho bullcrap. Somebody, in fact, one of the guys in that, Yasiel Puig, who's been a hothead since he debuted, a jerk, too, when he first joined the Dodgers, he bought himself a giant, you know, fast sports car and got caught going 110 through a small town. So, you know, no interest in the laws don't apply to me, whatever his mentality. Look at this guy. He just ran to the and started throwing punches. What a nut.
That's just ridiculous.
As this brawl is going on, Puig had already been traded last night to the Cleveland Indians. Why he was still in the game, I don't know. So Puig is in there. He's ready to, you know, start throwing punches. He could have gotten hurt. So what happens to the Cleveland Indians, who gave up one of their best pitchers to get this jerk? That's stupid. It's like a bunch of Trump's pals getting together and deciding they're just going to have one big fist fight because we're mad. It's stupid. You know, they wear baseball uniforms, but they should be wearing Brooks Brothers suits with the team logo on the field with the money they make. The minimum wage in baseball is $575,000.
Oh, good.
What is
Lord.
So important? You got to come running in. Did he insult your dignity? Did he? Just nuts. One of these days, somebody's going to wind up being permanently injured during one of those things, and then maybe they'll wise up. What's that a woman have to say about this baseball fight? She looks real sports savvy. Emily, okay, up next it's she's doing a promo. She's not even in this conversation. Who is Emily on this show? And what's with the explosion in media talent named Emily? No, I'm just kidding there. Study, millennials not dating because it's expensive.
It is.
What does your whiny-ass generation have not complain about? I'd like to know. I mean, really.
No, we're just following.
We're not dating. We're not making babies. But we want to go to Disney World. What the hell?
Well, we got to pay for all the things, you know.
All the what things? I was a millennial.
Food, houses, cars.
I was a millennial once, too. Well.
No, you weren't.
That age. Well, I was, at that age, I was lucky enough to be chasing a career when the great Ronald Reagan became president, and hope and change, and a lot of change.
Wait, you're telling me you didn't spend
listen to this
a lot of money on dates, and at this point, have nothing to show for it.
When I had a date,
and you know what?
It was actually
a member of the greatest generation who told me, my great-grandfather, Joseph, was named after. He said, save your money. Stay away from women. Because if you're trying to save your money, you need to stay away from women.
Of course, he was
chasing women into his 90s.
Listen to this story from the website moneyunder30.com.
Okay.
Half of your group, half of millennials still get financial help from their parents.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest millennials are now pushing 40. They still sometimes need mommy and daddy to bail them out in this financially broken world. According to a new study, almost half of millennials say their parents still help them out financially on a monthly basis. 18% say they pay for the cell phone. 10% say groceries. 6.5% say rent. Health insurance for another 6%. Gas for another 6%. So what's the biggest thing that's keeping them from being financially independent? 40% blame their low salary. Now, there was another story, and I had this conversation with Emily this morning.
Would make a lot of sense, actually.
It was about giving up vacation time, that millennials would give up the 2 weeks vacation or whatever it is if they got a raise of 48% above their current salary, or 40%, whatever it was. The calculation was basic salary is $50,000. And they would give up vacation if they were making $78,000. I don't think that's the way. I don't like that thinking. That's not how it works. What you do is you hustle. You get your ass in front of people. You build a resume and you hustle, hustle, hustle. You gotta want it. And guess what? If you want it bad enough, you'll get it. Mm-hmm. Not by sacrificing your vacation. That doesn't advance you as a human being, as a person with talent. What are you drinking?
5-hour energy.
You're going to be busy between now and 9 o'clock, huh? Well, you got a date with a girl tonight?
Well, not tonight.
After all this ranting that you were just going through?
No, it's just...
I'm sorry, Jimmy. I'm not ragging on
you. No, I can relate to the not dating thing. Just seems like a lot of work and a waste of time. And often not that much fun.
See, I never had to worry about that. When I, you know...
You were just famous.
Well, it was more than that.
And charming and, you know, a good-looking guy. I get it.
A good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Talk to Mark Denver. Chase, you know, and I got all the remotes and he got squat because nobody came to see him. My first question when I pick up a date is, which side of our limousine would you like to sit on?
Right, yeah, there you go.
You think that's stupid?
No.
It was. It really... Yeah. Well, it's all relative to the result, right?
Yeah.
I have a new system now that works really well, but maybe you'll read about it in my obituary or something. 453. I really do have, based on the sum of my life experiences, great advice. He looks like he's afraid of me today.
I'm afraid of you today.
This is a little thing we play this morning. Now, I got
browbeaten and shamed you all afternoon.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Alexa is always around. She hears us going to Pound Town.
Pound Town.
Listening to us have a smoke. She heard me asking if I could be choked. When my hands were cuffed and my wife took out the bullwhip. Alexa blipped. And she told us the weather.
That is. So who's listening? What are there, all kinds of pervs and bow ties at Amazon headquarters having these, listening to these Alexa feeds?
No, the official explanation, it does make sense, is that this is a developing technology.
Yeah.
When you talk to your Alexa, you know, do you ever get pissed off when you say something to Siri or Alexa and it doesn't understand you? You're like, no, I meant this thing, not that thing.
Yeah.
Well, there are people working at Amazon, let's say, or Apple, that are trying to make it to where it understands people better.
Oh.
And so they have to listen to, certain...
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. No, you really do have to listen to certain feeds occasionally. It's a select...
So we have to sacrifice our privacy so they can make the product.
You're not sacrificing your privacy. You brought the thing into your own home.
When you're in
personal responsibility,
When you're in the mood, do you feel like, hey, hold on a second, honey. Let me grab Alexa and run it into the next room.
Now that I think about it, I'm sure I don't own an Alexa, but somebody I know does.
I don't have one. I'm sure
there are some recordings out there that are quite interesting.
Hey, look who's on the phone. It's Randall.
Just lifting weights.
Yes, Randall.
What, reckon they'll put out a best of Alexa? I don't know. All them good sounds. I mean, everybody has to know. I mean, it's like the 4K TV. I mean, it's all designed to make life easier for us in the future. I mean, they think they're looking out for you and taking from you at the same time.
Right.
But, Joey, I'm going to be honest with you, the past probably 3 weeks, I mean, probably a week or so after you got back from the wedding, it's, I don't know, it seems like...
Hello?
You just felt like a different person here the past 3 weeks, I don't know.
Since I got back from the wedding, I've changed?
No, kind of about a week after that, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I'm honestly asking, how have I changed?
More in of being incentive and making sure you dodge the dating questions. When you know, used to you'd play right into it, but this time you making sure you don't step on the dating part and that you don't talk about it. It's almost like that you may be dating. I mean, I'm just a curious Randall out here. A jealous Randall, a curious Randall.
Nobody's asked me straight up if I've been dating. And the answer is no.
Because his grandfather wisely said,
great-grandfather,
you're going to just waste a lot of money.
Well, I'm also bored. And there's still part of me that's like, oh, what do you want to... I see, like, friends of mine who are in now, like, relationships. Mm-hmm. It's like, what did y'all do today? Oh, we went on a trip and, like, looked at the sights. I'm like, God, that sounds boring.
Well, it depends on where you go and what site you're looking at.
Like, and I get it. We did things together because we love each other. Yeah. But, like, part of me, maybe it's just my old curmudgeonly ways, but it's like, let's go to the park and have a picnic and enjoy one another's company. Like, no!
Well,
I get that.
Randall, I hate to...
But you I'm sorry, but you can always go to a Yankees game. All right, love y'all.
I ain't going to no Yankees game. They didn't get a damn pitcher, which they desperately needed two. And the Astros, forget it. It's over. I had October dreams. They're devastated. When you're in a car wreck, I don't know anybody that's never been in some kind of fender bender, at least. You hear that crunching sound. You get a sick feeling in your stomach. First thing, of course, you do is check to make sure that you're okay. Anybody traveling with you is okay. And then you get out of the car door, assuming it can be opened, and then you look at your vehicle. And then when you see the damage, calculations go on in your head. If you have a deductible, you worry about that. And then all the hassle that's coming your way with police reports and insurance adjusters. At the end of all that, when it comes time to pick a place to have your car repaired, take it to a place that's going to return it to you looking as good as new, maybe better. That's Montgomery Paint and Body, MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, the gold standard in automobile body repair. This is the place that one of America's leading insurance companies shot a video because they wanted to be able to show others this is how it should be done, step by step, no overlooking this repair, that repair, a complete and thorough job. And Donnie Turner and his son Brandon, now part of the business, 35 years